The U.S. presence in Iraq was a key topic on the presidential campaign trail today. Democrat Barack Obama and Republican John McCain used speeches to highlight their differences on the war. Obama's getting ready to embark on an international tour that is expected to include stops in Europe, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Today, Barack Obama repeated his intention to withdraw U.S. troops from Iraq and send more troops to Afghanistan. The World's Matthew Bell has the story.
Obama's campaign billed today's speech in Washington as a major foreign policy address. Front and center was Obama's disagreement with John McCain over the war in Iraq.
Now is the time for a responsible redeployment of our combat troops that pushes Iraq's leaders towards a political solution, rebuilds our military, and refocuses on Afghanistan and our broader security threats.
Obama repeated his intention to pull U.S. combat troops out of Iraq within 16 months of taking office. He said that would relieve the strain on the military and free up additional troops for Afghanistan.
The central front in the war on terror is not Iraq, and it never was. And that's why the second goal of my new strategy will be taking the fight to al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and Pakistan. It is unacceptable that almost 7 years after nearly 3,000 Americans were killed on our soil, the terrorists who attacked us on 9/11 are still at large.
John McCain responded quickly to Obama's comments. He agreed with the Democratic candidate in one sense. McCain said the war in Afghanistan is not going well. But he faulted Obama for highlighting a strategy for Iraq and Afghanistan before heading off to visit those countries.
In my experience, fact-finding missions usually work best the other way around. First, you assess the facts on the ground, then you present a new strategy.
In fact, there wasn't much new in Obama's speech today, but that wasn't the point, says Bruce Jenelson. He's a political scientist at Duke University and an Obama supporter. Jenelson says what Obama is trying to do at this point is bolster his national security credentials.
The foreign policy offensive, if you will, between this week of speeches and TV appearances, and then the trip over the next, 10 days or 2 weeks, I really expect he'll come out higher on some of the polls about commander-in-chief overall confidence in his foreign policy ability. I think he's headed in the right direction on that.
Jenelson says Obama's speech succeeded in putting his plans for Iraq into a broader framework for U.S. national security.
I think what the speech today said was, if the question is what makes America secure, Iraq is a very important piece of that, but there are a whole lot of other pieces, not only the Afghanistan issue, but also the other issues he raised about WMD proliferation, energy security, and the like. There's a pragmatism to his views within a framework.
But where Jenelson sees pragmatism, one of Obama's critics on the Iraq war issue sees something else. Michael O'Hanlon is a military analyst at the Brookings Institution.
His basic message of getting all the main combat formations out within 16 months seems to be a premise, an immutable view set in concrete that is itself not truly flexible. And so any modifications would have to be at the very margins of that plan, which he reaffirmed again emphatically this week, and that leaves very little room for doubt about where he would be coming from.
O'Hanlon says Obama has a point about the importance of stepping up counterterrorism efforts in Afghanistan and Pakistan, but he says it's not an either-or situation.
Now, it's perfectly valid for him to argue that 5 years ago we should never have been distracted from Afghanistan by Iraq. That's a valid, defensible position. But the fact is we are in Iraq today. Our credibility is on the line. Al-Qaeda is now in Iraq, even if they weren't before 9/11 or before the invasion of Iraq in 2003. And we have to deal with reality as it is, not as we wish it would be. It seems to me that's a test of any leader, to reflect and react to the realities on the ground as they are when he would become president, and not to go back and re-debate history, which can no longer be undone.
But Obama got some encouragement today from the White House, of all places. President Bush applauded Obama's decision to travel to Iraq. Mr. Bush urged the senator to listen carefully when he meets with General David Petraeus and Ambassador Ryan Crocker, and to give up on the idea of what he called an artificial timetable for withdrawal.
I'm glad a lot of these elected officials are going over there, because they'll get an interesting insight, something that you don't get from just reading your wonderful newspapers or listening to your TV shows.
The president also said Obama should listen to the Iraqis, but he didn't mention that Iraqi officials themselves have recently called for setting a timetable for pulling out U.S. forces. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.
You can find a video excerpt of Barack Obama's speech and a lot more election coverage at theworld.org.